There's a baseball game scheduled for later this afternoon at Montpelier High School, where the Solons will take on the Oxbow Olympians. But the field where the game takes place will be renamed before the first pitch is thrown. The ceremony is to honor the memory of Montpelier senior Peyton Smith, who died at the age of 18 this past October from an aggressive form of pediatric bone cancer. Peyton's father, Matt, is a professor of aerospace at Norwich University and a Reserve Air Force officer. He will talk a bit about his son in the pregame ceremony, and for those who can't make it to the game, he spoke with me about his son's love of sports and how he'd hope to make a career designing some of the gear worn by the world's best athletes.
Baseball was his passion. Basketball was his passion. And in that context, one of the things that he really, really enjoyed, he loved sneakers and the footwear. He loved the history behind sneakers. Something that he wanted to do when he got older was to design footwear for professional athletes, and he was passionate about, and that's something he was going to college for at the time that he passed. He was a student up at St. Mike's.
Peyton's younger brother, Keegan, is now a freshman who plays on the Montpelier baseball team. And Matt Smith says while it hasn't been easy for Keegan dealing with the loss of his older brother, playing the game they both love has been part of the healing process.
He's dealt with it very well. And I think that what he is trying to do in his own way is he has tried to honor Peyton by playing baseball and by competing as hard as he can and trying to do the things that Peyton couldn't do. You know, in the last 2 years that he was sick, you know, Peyton was a part of the baseball team. He was a part of the basketball team, but he certainly wasn't at the level that he was at, you know, before he was sick. So I think he's just trying to carry Peyton's honor in his tradition on the field and on the court.
The combined stress of losing a son to cancer during a year when the COVID pandemic has upended so much of normal life has not been easy for Matt or his family, but he's been buoyed by the support of Vermonters.
I think that's been obvious in this community is that, you know how much your son means to you, but to see, you know, the community rally, I think that's been the most meaningful, most heartfelt thing for us.
The pregame ceremony dedicating the baseball field in honor of Peyton Smith's memory takes place at 4:15 this afternoon, and the ceremony will be moved to next week should the game be rained out today. The scoreboard overlooking the field will also bear Peyton Smith's name moving.